dancing like a bandit, stealing time underneath the sycamore tree.
Back with John Eisenhower of Integrity Save a Tree. John, maybe not adding fertilizer right now, but I know you're a big fan of composting, and there was a broadcast, I don't know, 4 or 5 Talking Trees episodes back where it seemed like the whole conversation got high-centered around wood chips and composting. So, but, you know, it may not be a great time to trim, but you could be doing your composting or your tree chips right now.
Yeah,
easy for you to say.
Well, yeah, easy for me to say. Yeah, the this time of year, I always like to be reminding everyone to be raking up those leaves and don't just throw them away. You know, if you've got an excess amount, you might need to refill that recycle bin, fill up the recycle bin. But take those leaves and just rake them into a pile. You don't necessarily even have to have a compost bin, although a bin is a nice way to kind of keep them, rotate them, and, you know, wet them and turn them. But yeah, don't waste that wonderful resource. You know, it's not sometimes, you know, appropriate to leave them underneath the trees, although if you can do that, that's great for the plants because it encourages nitrogen cycling. And if you've got the benefit of a yard where you can let the leaves lie and underneath your trees, that's great. But if you can't, you know, at least rake them up, blow them into a corner somewhere, and then create a compost pile where that, you know, through that process of decomposition, that compost can become a really rich mulch that you can turn back into the soil in other parts of your yard. Lay it down once it's fully decomposed. You can start to just lay it down underneath some of your plants for a great, you know, return of that nitrogen back to the plants themselves. You know, we make this big mistake here in the desert where it seems like we always are raking up all of our leaf litter and just throwing it away. We bag it all up, or we throw it into the trash can, and away it goes, or we cart it off to the landfill, and it's really robbing our landscape of a really necessary part of nature's, you know, recycling program. When those leaves, you know, drop down on below your plants, they're insulating the soil, giving a little bit of a buffer against the intense summer heat. As they break down, they're, you know, returning nitrogen to the soil. They're also creating a better rooting environment, just increasing the microbial activity in the soil. And you want beneficial bacteria and all those organisms that make up good quality soil really depend upon a better ambient temperature. So having a nice layer of mulch on the soil surface is just critical to creating that rhizosphere that's really healthy and growing and full of all the organisms that make up a good quality soil. So if you can keep that going back into your landscape, it's great. Sequester the leaves if you want. Make a good compost mix, adding half green and half brown materials, and add water and then turn it regularly, and you can get a really great compost. Then take it and return it back to the plants, and then you can kind of deliver it where it's needed most, whether it be in your raised garden bed or just back underneath some of your selected trees and shrubs, and they'll really enjoy that benefit.
If you're a diehard organics, I mean, you can't get any more organic fertilizer than that.
Yeah, no, it's great. That's exactly right. You know, we like to say that because of the fact that we rake up a lot of our leaf litter, that regular nitrogen fertilizing is almost needed to kind of replace what the plants have lost. Because in nature, you know, those plants would have just been enjoying that leaf litter year long. And because we take it out, sometimes we need to return the nitrogen back in. And of course, we have so many non-native plants here that do need some supplemental fertilization. They might be need some additional iron. They might be enjoy an acidic soil. So putting a little bit of gypsum down or some other products that can help to buffer the pH and allow better uptake of nutrients. Those things are kind of needed because we have so many plants that are not really ideally adapted to our desert soil conditions. So, but if you can get some of that leaf litter back to the plants, you know, in any way you can, whether you leave it there and don't move it, or if you want to compost all those leaves and some of your other green matter that you pull out of your yard and then kind of distribute it as you will the next season. Usually takes about 90 days of active composting for you to get a good quality black gold product, you know, that at the end, you know, kind of the end product of a composting operation. But man, it's a great investment. This is a perfect time to begin that. You say, well, is it going to work in the summer, in the winter? Yeah, of course. That it actually creates its own temperature if you're as you're composting correctly. And you can look up various recipes online, but you're going to have some green parts, like even your grass clippings, mix them up with your dead dry leaves, some carbon, some nitrogen. It's a mix of the green and the brown. And you blend the two together. You got to add some water, turn it regularly, and it will actually start cooking. The more you have, the better the cookability of it will be, because it down inside that compost pile, you know, it won't matter how cold it is outside, that compost is going to be cooking inside. It's that cooking process that really creates that that chemistry that will give you a really great compost at the end of the process.
We're talking trees. We've got a half hour left still right here, Rosie, on the house.